Happy Holy Week. This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 6. Please, Lord, don't punish me when you are angry. Don't discipline me when you are furious. Have mercy on me, Lord, because I'm frail. Heal me, Lord, because my bones are shaking in terror. My whole body is completely terrified. But you, Lord, how long will this last? Come back to me, Lord. Deliver me. Save me for the sake of your faithful love. No one is going to praise you when they are dead. Who gives you thanks from the grave? I'm worn out from groaning. Every night I drench my bed with tears. I soak my couch all the way through. My vision fails because of my grief. It's weak because of all my distress. Get away from me, all you evildoers, because the Lord has heard me crying. The Lord has listened to my request. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and completely terrified. They will be defeated and ashamed instantly. Today's Old Testament reading comes from the Book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 17 through 22. Zion spreads out her hands. She has no comforter. The Lord commanded Jacob's enemies to surround him. Jerusalem is just a piece of garbage to them. The Lord is right because I disobeyed his word. Listen, all you people, look at my suffering. My young women and young men have gone away as prisoners. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders have perished in the city. They were looking for food to survive. Pay attention, Lord, for I am in trouble. My stomach is churning. My heart is pounding inside me because I am so bitter. In the streets, the sword kills. In the house, it is like death. People heard that I was groaning, that I had no comforter. All my enemies heard about my distress. They were thrilled that you had done this. Bring the day you have announced so that they become like me. Let all their evil come before you. Then injure them like you've injured me because of all my wrong acts. My groans are many. My heart is sick. Today's Old Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 22. Brothers and sisters, we don't want you to be unaware of the troubles that we went through in Asia. We were weighed down with a load of suffering that was so far beyond our strength that we were afraid we might not survive. It certainly seemed to us as if we had gotten the death penalty. This was so that we would have confidence in God, who raises the dead instead of ourselves. God rescued us from a terrible death, and he will rescue us. We have set our hope on him that he will rescue us again, since you are helping with your prayer for us. Then many people can thank God on our behalf for the gift that was given to us through the prayers of many people. We've conducted ourselves with godly sincerity and pure motives in the world, and especially toward you. This is why we are confident, and our conscience confirms this. We didn't act with human wisdom, but we relied on the grace of God. We don't write anything to you except what you can read and also understand. I hope that you will understand totally, since you have already understood us partly. Understand that in the day of our Lord Jesus, we will make you proud, as you will also make us proud. Because I was sure of this, I wanted to visit you first so that you could have a second opportunity to see me. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and then come to you again on my way back from Macedonia, at which point I was hoping you would help me on my way to Judea. So I wasn't unreliable when I planned to do this, was I? Or do I make decisions with a substandard human process so that I say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? But as God is faithful, our message to you isn't both yes and no. God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the one who was preached among you by us, through me, Silvanus, and Timothy. He wasn't yes and no. In him, it is always yes. All of God's promises have their yes in him. That is why we say amen through him to the glory of God. God is the one who establishes us with you in Christ and who anointed us. God also sealed us and gave the Spirit as a down payment in our hearts. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 27 through 33. Jesus and his disciples entered Jerusalem again. As Jesus was walking around the temple, the chief priests, legal experts, and elders came to him. They asked, "What kind of authority do you have for doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I have a question for you. Give me an answer, then I'll tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They argued among themselves, "If we say it's of heavenly origin, he'll say, 'Then why didn't you believe me?' But we can't say it's of earthly origin." They said this because they were afraid of the crowd, because they all thought John was a prophet. They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus replied, "Neither will I tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things."
Come as a wisdom to children. As new sight to the blind. Come, Lord, as strength to my weakness. Take me, soul, body, and mind. So come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. A spring to the desert. Come to the withered souls. Oh, let your sweet healing power touch me and make me whole. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. So come, sweet Spirit, I pray. In your strength and your power, come in your own gentle way.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 94. The people you discipline, Lord, are truly happy, the ones you teach from your instruction, giving them relief from troubling times until a pit is dug for the wicked. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Come as a Wisdom to Children, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.